1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police this morning have moved in to clear out another protest encampment at another major American university. This one at New York University. A witness said,
"It was chaotic. It was too much. It was aggressive. It was overly aggressive."
Describing the police response, there have been more than 2,000 people arrested during these on-campus protests across the country. President Biden Thursday said there is a right to protest, but there is no right for vandalism or trespassing. All eyes will be on the April jobs report released this morning by the Labor Department. It could provide clues as to when the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates. Second week of former President Trump's hush money trial concludes today. There has been no ruling from Judge Juan Merchan after Thursday's hearing on four other allegations of Trump violating the gag order. And 88 counties in Texas under disaster declarations because of flooding and rising waters. This is ABC News. Could be a weekend of traffic problems in the Northeast. A portion of Interstate 95 is expected to be closed all weekend. A bridge in Connecticut needs to be demolished. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says it came after a multi-vehicle crash on Thursday where a gas tanker caught fire and burned for hours.
The tanker truck was carrying 8,500 gallons of gas through Norwalk, Connecticut, when it was involved in a crash with a tractor trailer and a car. It took firefighters 3 hours to put out the flames, and now the highway is expected to remain closed on both sides until Monday.
I'm coming from New Haven, and we got stuck out here for 6 hours.
I-95 is a critical artery connecting New York to New England.
Some local schools are closed today or delayed their openings. And today in Lewiston, Maine, the bowling alley reopened 6 months after a gunman opened fire, killing 8 people as part of a spree that left 18 dead. The owners say there's been a makeover, and the decision to reopen was not easy. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, "I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list." At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled but could not keep up with the Pacers, who won 120-98, ending the Bucks season. Chris Middleton, playing on sprained ankles, not making it out of the first round of the playoffs again.
It just sucks. Give it your all, you don't win. It sucks. Simple as that. I mean, losing sucks. End of your season sucks. It's part of it. You move on. Yeah, that's all.
Pat Beverly traded to Milwaukee in February, is not sure where he'll be next season.
I'm excited to see what new home I'm at, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know what the future may hold, but losing first round, I'm not the excuse type of guy, so I felt like we really should have won the series, but we came up short.
Baseball, the Brewers in Chicago against the Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell this weekend. NFL, the Packers' two-day rookie minicamp is underway. 11 new draft picks and around another 20 undrafted players at practice in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 46 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers. 72 will be the high by Sunday. Sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Fascism on the march, even here in the state of Wisconsin. The only thing that may preserve democracy, guilty Trump.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. And again, it's like you see somebody and it's like, what the heck? How am I over there? And the reflection
oh, jeez. Let it go.
Listen to me. I'm a 4% body fat. Alec, what are you at these days?
Maybe 7.
Okay. Keep working, son.
I'll get down there.
Alec Ingold, All-State at Bayport, All-American at Wisconsin, and All-Pro at the Miami Dolphins in the house.
Right.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. This is amazing. You guys, I'm looking into a mirror right now.
I know.
Isn't that great?
I know.
That's the yin and the yang.
Yeah. We go way back. I remember Alex's first high school football game. I still think you could have played major college at quarterback.
Mm.
Do you?
I think if I went down to Northern Illinois, I think I could have given it a shot.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a chance.
Because some of those offenses were tailor-made for what you could do.
I would not be at the Dolphins right now. No. If I was still playing quarterback. No shot.
You know, I tell people sometimes, it's like, and we had Pete Doherty on even the other day talked about this. I said, if you went to a pro football game and nobody wore numbers and you didn't know who anybody was, you could watch a third string quarterback throw a football and think he was an all pro.
Mm.
People have no idea how good these quarterbacks are. I don't care if you're a superstar or if you're the last guy in the practice team, you can throw a football so good. It's mind boggling. Isn't that the truth?
It's so true. And it's like, we're in OTAs right now and we're routes on air. It's like undefeated, like no ball is incomplete.
Hit the ground. Yeah.
It's no defense. If it's routes on air, there's not a single incompletion because the quarterbacks are so accurate. Yeah. The wide receivers are so in and out of their breaks, so consistent. It's unbelievable when you just put it into the basics like that.
I got to ask, you live in the dream?
I think so. I think you kind of have to wake up and choose that every day, though, right? You can decide that no matter what you're doing, right? It's kind of how you do it, why you do it. I think that's kind of the dream that you all figured out.
Because I'm doing it.
Heck yeah.
Right now with this guy.
Right. We're all living the dream right now.
I always dreamed I want to do a radio show with the mayor.
Yeah.
Right. And here you are. Alec, so every kid wants to play in the NFL, right? Did you when you were a little kid?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. They do. And your road to that has been a dream. I mean, it's kind of worked out for you, right? Mm. Any secret to why?
A dream with a lot of hard work.
Yep. Well, no, it's a, right?
Yeah. Yep. So I had a coach come up and said, all your dreams come with nightmares. You got to be willing to look at both in the face.
Oh,
so
that's good.
That's the yin and the yang you're talking about, the life journey of ups and downs, the torn ACLs, the broken ribs, the undrafted moments, getting benched. Like, we don't talk about all that stuff, but if you don't get through those moments in your life, you don't get to the mountaintops of the recognition, the all pros, the Pro Bowls, whatever.
Right.
The all of that. So I think that's just a part of life, and you choose to be positive through it all. You lean on the people that raised you, right? You know, I think one of the biggest pieces of advantage I have in the NFL is being raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I know and I've seen hard work day in, day out, so I can approach my job, quote unquote, the dream, the glitz and the glam. I get to bring my lunch pail to work because I've seen that from everybody I grew up with.
And I'm going to say
that's awesome.
It's not always, I've seen a million guys come through training camps here and everything. It's not the most talented people in football that always make it into the show. There's a lot of guys that have so much talent, but they don't put the rest of it together. Isn't that the truth? And it's almost sad sometimes you see these guys with such talent and they waste it.
On the other hand, I just want to say before Al responds to that, there are some people that maybe aren't the most talented. They're
absolutely
good in basketball, good football. And they, and I think of Nathan Poole who made the team and nobody thought he was going to get
playing.
And he played. So, right? I mean.
Yeah, that's one of the sentences in my book. Talent is the floor. Talent is overrated. Your character, how you show up every day, is your ceiling, right? And I feel like when we get in the draft and everyone's looking at all the high end, this person's ceiling? Their ceiling's determined by their character, not their 40 time. And I believe that to be true.
Well, look at somebody like a Brock Purdy, last player taken in the entire draft, you know? And here's a kid that just worked hard, kept his nose clean, kept it to the grindstone, studied, did all the things right. And here he is now, you know, he's on the verge of, you know, super mega stardom with the Super Bowl. But for somebody like yourself to see these guys, like Larry McCarron and I were talking, we had him on the show last week. You can have all these scouts. You can have all this evaluation. Right. You can have all these things. You know what it comes down to? As soon as those guys suit up and go on the field, the players know who can play and who can't play. Isn't that truth?
Yeah, it's the people are always going to be the difference.
Yeah.
And if you trust someone because they're accountable, they show up, you know,
all
of those little things, all the things that you might not think matters, but they really do. That just helps you not hesitate, helps you just play, trust yourself, trust your teammates. It's all cliches, but they're cliches for a reason, right?
Absolutely, because they're true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it how you give your success back to, you know, the community of Green Bay and obviously your parents are talking about. And I'd like to think that people need to realize that if they have that start, they can do pretty much anything. I mean, there's some people that don't have what we had, right? They didn't have a mom and dad. They didn't have, you know, somebody might have been in jail. They could have been, you know, living in a car. And I think that start, although there's people who've been successful with that life too, but I just, I think people need to step back and say, look, I've got what it takes to go further. I think some people sometimes don't go as far as they should, you know, and you did, or you are, you know, you plan to stick around with the Dolphins for some time?
Yeah. I plan on sticking there. Darren Waller was on a mindset panel with me over at the Super Bowl. And he said that he figured out the key to his sustained success or maximizing his potential was living from the inside out rather than the outside in.
Right.
Everything you need is inside. And another cliche in a book that we probably read, but it's like you wake up in the morning, you find something to be grateful for. It's like, okay, I have a chance to have a good day and make somebody else's day.
Gratitude list. Absolutely.
100%.
Anyway, go ahead.
But go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the things. We could talk football all day long, but talk about some of the other things you're really passionate about off the field. One is adoption and some of the other things, just, I don't want to say living a clean life, but being accountable. I think what you're doing is really great for young athletes.
Yeah, no, I think the foundation that we started over in 2022, we're advocating for adoption and foster care. I'm adopted myself, right? So speak on that with the family, with the parents, with the wife. Very cool moments. The next really step here is the mindset in athletics and helping student athletes, underserved communities, whoever wants this information of the dreams and nightmares and all these one-liners that we're talking about, stuff that's in the book that I wrote, being able to educate those kids through the lessons that I've learned in athletics and saying, hey, you know, it's the red car theory. How many cars did you see driving to work today that were red? Say, well, I don't know. If I have $1 million for you, will you be able to count every single red car on the way home? You're like, yeah, I got all that, right?
Yeah.
Those opportunities are the red cars in your life to learn, to grow, to develop in athletics. And that's what we're trying to help these kids out with. So Bell and Health's helping out big time, their foundation team. So it's going to be an amazing time, man. I'm really excited for the future up here in Green Bay, being able to do the mindset in athletics.
Outstanding.
That's great. I mean, and there's so much need for people like you, Alec. And
I agree.
A lot of people, I do this and I work at a homeless shelter too. And I think people need to do that. Not to say, you know, by the grace of God, they're right. That's not why they should do it. They should do it because you got a responsibility to help people. You know what I mean?
Servant leader.
Right.
Yeah. It's big. And you can't pour into other people's cup without filling up your own, right? And having a golf thing that you love to do. And it's like your thing you can't wait to go out and do. And it's like, okay, I'm going to play a quick nine after work. But then that helps you go to the shelter or coach mindset or whatever you want to do. It's like, that's what life's all about. And that's what I'm trying to lay the groundwork and foundation of football and be able to do it.
We're with Alec Ingold, all-pro fullback for the Miami Dolphins, Bayport, of course, and the Wisconsin Badgers.
So I got to ask, Johnny told you I was going to, but I will. I mean, somebody like you belongs in a leadership role, which you are, right? Not just on the Dolphins, but with the book and what you're doing. But people like you need to look at politics, too, because we need
what? There it is.
I get fined for that?
Yep, $10.
That's not a fine. I just rang the bell.
We get like Johnny gets fined all the time for being late to work, late to his
And every
desk.
Time he says, when I was mayor, we do a shot of bourbon.
So we've been pretty lit up here a few times. But anyway, I don't know. Do you want to talk about after football? Because you're just right in the middle of it. Maybe that's where you just want to focus.
Yeah, it's hilarious when you tell people that you want to go play football in the NFL and they kind of look at you sideways like, all right, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm really going to chase this thing down. And then you make it. And now the conversations are, well, how much longer do you plan on playing?
Sorry.
No, let me enjoy the ride.
No, it's just an ironic moment. And it's something where I've learned the lessons of how to get this job and how to keep this job. The process doesn't change. So showing up to OTAs, putting my nose to the grindstone, keeping it clean, being accountable, all of those things for the next 3 years as a Miami Dolphin till my contract's up, that's what I'm focused on. That's the main thing is the main thing. Be the best fullback number 30 that I possibly can be. And then after that, we'll look up and there will be foundation work, speaking, mindset and athletics. I think that world is where I would.
Politics. Yeah.
That's like phenomenal. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, no, exactly. Servant leadership.
I was just going to say that you give a lot of credit to your parents and you were adopted and the community too. And I think a lot of people appreciate that. How about coaches? We've interviewed a lot of coaches, especially with Johnny here. Do you have somebody that was influential? I do want you to comment on the coach you have now because everybody knows him. Because
dad was one of your coaches.
Yeah.
But just not that your NFL coach is just a little different than some of the other ones.
I think different's great. I think unique is like we're all unique. We're all different because of our experiences. So why are we trying to be somebody we're not? Right? Like, let's just be ourselves and truly, that leading vulnerably and allowing for yourself, your flaws, your good stuff, your bad stuff to all be like, hey, let's build this trust and accountability because if you're you, I'm me, whatever, let's go play ball. I think that's a great leadership style, but the countless amount of coaches, parents, teachers, volunteers, community members, right? Like it takes a village to hear these messages over and over and over again. Somebody might hear something today on the radio and then 3 days from now, a coach is going to be talking to them about it or a parent or son or daughter. And I feel like that's special.
I think things have gotten a lot better with coaches over the years. And no disrespect to the old school coaches or anything like that. But I think even at an early age, coaches a lot of times are a little bit more mentors. And I say that because there are in my like when I was growing up, up in the UP where your folks went to college, I didn't know a single one family household. We didn't have a single one. And so many of them are that way. And sometimes that time spent in a locker room or on the practice field and things like that really plays a big part in these young athletes' lives, doesn't it?
Yeah. And all you can control is your effort and enthusiasm to a day-to-day basis, right? It's not, it's the scoreboard is going to be the scoreboard,
right.
But your effort and enthusiasm, how you impact people every single day, that's controllable. We can choose to be able to focus in on that day after day after day.
Awesome. Right. We're with Alec Ingold. Hang on, Jim. We got to set a quick break.
Oh.
All-pro fullback, Miami Dolphins. One of two guys in the NFL from Bayport right now, right?
That's
amazing. That's, right. That's incredible. We got to set a quick break. Back with Alec Ingold right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing, and I'm excited to announce it's our 90th anniversary. You don't stay in business this long without taking great care of customers, using quality products, having excellent workmanship, and on top of all of that, a clean guarantee. Thank you, Northeast Wisconsin, for allowing us to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses for the last 90 years. When you're looking for a local, high-quality contractor with a 90-year history, give us a call. And remember,
people you know, call 920 Roofing.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. We're being joined by all-pro fullback Alec Ingold of the Miami Dolphins. Jim, you had a question to ask?
Well, Alec, we have the draft coming up here in Green Bay, and this town is just a buzz about that. I don't want to bring up you were at the draft, right?
No, you're waiting at home for a call.
I was out in Suamico.
He was sitting at Suamico living room. I remember this.
All right. And the phone wasn't working?
Phone was working.
They lost his number.
That was the crazy part, was I was getting called like every other pick, it seemed like, from every other team. And every time I picked it up, I'm thinking, this is the one. I'm going to get drafted.
Hello.
Hey, we're trying really hard over here, man. I'm on the table for you. I'm banging on the table. I really want to pick you.
Is that what the calls were?
Yeah. Over and over and over again. All of a sudden, you start reading, like, because then your agent's calling you and saying, like, if somebody is calling you and talking to you, they're trying to recruit you as an undrafted free agent. But if you get another call, pick that one up because that might be the draft pick.
Right.
And I have no idea. So towards the end of the draft, seven rounds in, I'm starting to pick up all these calls and things are flying. And it's like, we could go here, we could go there. And in the back of your head, you're like, well, I could still get drafted, right? And you're just answering these calls over and over again, and none of them work.
This is the crazy part, and this is what I've gotten from lots of other guys over the years. It's like, wait a minute, you've ignored me for seven rounds. Now I'm like the homecoming queen, and everybody's calling me wanting to sign me. But really? You couldn't have done that 15 or 20 minutes ago?
Right.
Exactly. It's like they were calling me the pretty girl at prom when I was the only fullback at the Senior Bowl, and then all of a sudden, seventh round, you're going to be undrafted. It's all of a sudden, okay, now the phone's working.
We love you again. We lost your number.
I'm like, all right, let me go get a job now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad that obviously all worked for you. That's pretty cool that Green Bay landed the draft, right? I mean, are you going to be up here for that, I hope?
Shoot, I hope so. I was able to read a draft pick in Cleveland while I was playing for the Raiders. That was an amazing experience. The NFL, when it moves, the entire conglomerate of the NFL, it is a spectacle. It's the draft. It's Super Bowl. It's Senior Bowl. It's Combine. And then it's the draft. And they just move the entire office here, and it's just, like, electric.
And Aaron Popke was on our show. He works for the Packers. And he just said this was because Johnny said to him, you know, well, what are you guys doing for this? He goes, this is an NFL thing.
They pretty much run the town.
They come in and it's world class, too.
It is. And that's the beauty of them with their pockets. I mean, they're really going to put a show on here.
Really nice text here. Nice to hear Alec. My wife was a special ed teacher at Bayport when Alec was in school. He would help the special ed students. Very cool.
Wow.
I didn't know this.
Daily deposits, man. Daily deposits.
That's so cool that you did that.
That's awesome.
I mean, you could have been the cool guy at Bayport, All-State quarterback, all these kind of things, and that's awesome. I like those kind of stories. I never knew that.
It is what it is, man. It's the little things. The little things are the big things.
I got to ask you this, though. The difference between taking on a linebacker from Pulaski, and no disrespect to linebackers from Pulaski, and taking on a 270-pound guy that runs a 4.640, and he's coming at you with everything he's got.
The craziest part about it is if you time it up right, your shoulders and your feet, your hands all moving in the same direction, they both can feel the same.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. I don't know how it is, but you just time it up with the leverage, a little wrestling background. Yeah. You're able to, you know, dig out those big linebackers and make a hole for Raheem.
You have great energy. I mean, it comes across, you know, obviously you're here in person. Do you have a favorite play? Do you have something you really remember that was like Johnny's talking about? Something that you, wow.
Man, I mean, it's tough to say because I've had the hurdles, right?
Yeah.
Also very scary moments when you're flying in the air.
I can imagine.
And it's like, I need to get down on the ground as soon as possible because there's a lot of 270-pound 4.4 runners coming to hit me. Yeah. So there's the hurdles, there's the touchdowns, but there's some also some really nice blocks where it just feels like you're running through a piece of paper.
Right.
And that's those are my favorite plays that I've gone through.
You know, I was reading an article one time about this. An old retired NFL referee was talking to one of the modern ones. And he said, boy, they sure are protecting quarterbacks. What's going on? I mean, this. He says, no. You have no idea the athletes on the field now versus your day. You have no idea. We got to protect these guys.
Right.
Because remember when the fastest guys, the receivers and the running backs, sure. Whatever, now add 50 or 60 pounds to those guys and they're running the same speed. These defensive guys are
they
incredible.
Can hurt you.
Isn't that
yeah.
the truth?
They're scary. They're specimens. Yeah. Like touched specimens. By God themselves.
Yes.
Like, just looked like chiseled out of rock.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. The amount of
and the
athletes
quickness,
now.
The speed. I always say, everybody that thinks they're a bona fide pro football fan and know all about it, you got to spend one day on the sidelines.
Mm.
You got to be close to the collisions.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, because you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even like the big hits.
No.
It's hearing their feet coming. And how fast the feet get
really
up and down on the
they
ground.
Close.
Like,
close your eyes.
Uh-oh. Well, when you catch those swing passes, that head turns real quick, doesn't it?
Yep. We got to watch the ball all the way in because we're dropping those
right.
easy ones.
But
at the same
one second
time,
later.
Hey, I need to see what's behind me now. I need to see who's coming for sure.
That's one thing you've really thrived at is being a receiver, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's those little things and, you know, little details in the flats and checkdowns. That's where I kind of make my change.
But
man.
That's the deal. It's little difference makers. It's not huge difference makers sometimes for getting that spot on the roster.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, what does a fullback do? I was like,
oh boy.
pretty much anything
everything.
That yeah. nobody else wants to do.
Absolutely.
And you have to do it to the best of your ability all the time.
Did you do special teams at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Larry McCarron always says that's the greatest test of a man's courage is special teams of the National Football League.
Yeah. Special teams next year is going to look crazy.
I know. Kickoff,
that
weird?
Kickoff
I know.
Return. Yeah. It's going to be... I'm very excited to see the creativity from all the special teams coordinators. And, like, with all the new rules, like, all the new possibilities of plays, like, it's going to be fun to just watch the league. If you're late to your seat at a game now, the first opening kickoff can be a touchdown.
Absolutely.
It could be a massive fumble and a touchdown for the other team. You don't know.
No.
So everyone is going to be locked in.
It's a whole new game.
No. Hey, no switching the channel now
no.
when it's kickoff and it's just going to be the back end. So I got 5 minutes.
I got to ask, so the atmosphere for running out of the tunnel at a Badger game versus a Dolphins game.
Ooh. When Wisconsin is playing that intro song.
Yeah.
And the video with Barry Alvarez saying, get your season tickets now. It's like. It's hard to beat
I'm getting
that,
goosebumps
man.
It's you hard, just talking about
it's
it.
It's hard to beat that.
Yeah,
so,
right.
It's a good experience. Dolphins, their fans are unbelievable. You get the smoke coming out. Everyone's excited. Hard Rock Stadium's about 1,000 degrees, and you just embrace it. You lean into it. So completely different, but I do have goosebumps versus one. Versus
I got them from you just saying that about the thing. I'm not even lying about this. So the Alec Ingolder got about a minute and a half left, Jim.
Right. Alec, I really don't have a question. Just thank you for what you're doing. I mean, this is good stuff, and I care deeply about this community, and we need leaders, and that's great. Tell me about your book. I haven't read it. I'm going to read it. Where do I get it?
Yeah, you can go to Barnes & Noble right up the street.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Amazon, it'll probably show up before you could get to Barnes & Noble up the street. So you just order it on Amazon. That'd be good.
What the name of it again?
It's called The Seven Crucibles.
Okay.
So it was really just that decision. I'm going to be a better human being, football player, after an ACL injury than before. And I kind of called my shot, wrote it all out before it happened. And now I'm able to give it to student athletes and they can take that blueprint. They can run with it and learn the lessons they need to learn.
Unbelievable. Fantastic. Can't tell you how much we appreciate. Can't tell you how proud we are of you. And like I said, I was at your very first high school game and followed you along. And it's like now to see you as an all-pro fullback is just amazing. But you know what? I never doubted. And I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to. Oh, I know. But you always had a certain something that separated you and a certain drive that was different. And that can be that little
that's
difference
awesome.
Maker
Seven
sometimes.
Principles. Yep. All right, Alec.
Alec Ingold, thank you so all very right. much for being here. All the best. Stay healthy and stay the guy you are.
Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity, guys.
Right. And you know why? It's because your folks lived in the UP. That's one of the main
Marquette
reasons. Absolutely. Right. Grew up on pasties.
Go Dolphins.
We got to set a break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Just when you thought high path avian influenza in dairy and accelerated beef testing is all the market wanted to talk about, we hear from food processors, those folks that manufacture food. They're worried about milk supply. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Zach Bowers, broker analyst with EverAg, says at the most recent meeting of food processors, those food manufacturers in Chicago, they weren't worried about high-path avian influenza or changes in consumer buying patterns. They were actually worried about the U.S. milk supply getting tight.
I mean, I think we're finally to a tipping point that supply side has done its thing and will probably continue to do its thing because, you know, Europe continues to struggle with poor margins. New Zealand is not really able to grow at all. And we still deal with a lot of poor margins across the country as well, too, depending on who you ship to. So that on top of how expensive it is to buy cows, how expensive it is to build the dairy, interest rates still high. It's very difficult to see a world where we start expanding globally, let alone domestically, on milk production in a big way.
Zach Bauer, broker analyst with EverAg. Now, just as an example, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 188. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 cents, 178.75. AA butter yesterday up 5.25 cents to 305.75 per pound. The rest of the market's on the way next.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, we've got December new crop corn trading 2.5 cents higher at 482. November new crop beans are up 7 right now, 11.94¾. July new crop wheat up 6.5 at 6.10¾. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 24 cents stronger right now at 19.14 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on the markets for Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 46 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers. 72 will be the high by Sunday. Sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. What an honor it was to have Alec Ingold, all-pro fullback from Miami Dolphins, Bayport High School, University of Wisconsin, just a great, great young man.
Oh, geez, that guy's awesome. Yeah. I mean, he's not putting on an act now. Like that teacher said, he helped these special ed kids when he was in school.
And,
what a great guy. And it's, you know, I don't know, sometimes you just look at the athletic ability, but the person behind that is, that guy was incredible.
Incredible.
I mean, he's got to run for something.
And he also works closely with Bell and Sports Medicine.
Yes.
Which Charlie DeClean is going to talk about right now. Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again. Yeah, you bet. And we just love what Bellin does for this community, but really with the youth sports. I mean, we just take a lot of confidence with our kids playing out there that, you know, if something should happen.
Like I said, I've covered a million high school football games, and there's nothing in the world I hate more than seeing a high school athlete injured. I mean, college, okay, well, at least you've made it to college. I mean, not to say it's bad. Yep. Pros, okay, well, you know, you're making, but high school kids, when that 99% of them, it's their last chance to be on a football field or a basketball court or baseball field or whatever. And it's always reassuring when I see you guys there, because years ago, you'd have maybe a paramedic, maybe a whatever, and they'd just be hanging around. But you guys, with all the things that you bring to the table now at high school sports, I think it's one of the cool things that maybe people don't realize it, how big of an impact sports trainers have done for high school sports.
Well, and they're the advocate for the athlete.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, I'm not saying that coaches only want to win games, but at times it's, well, are you hurt or can you go?
Absolutely.
And no one's there all the time really advocating for the athlete. And the kid themselves, they want to play.
Yeah.
Concussion's a good
example. They would never take themselves out. No. They would go in every time.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
An ankle sprain's one thing, but when you're dealing with things like concussion, it's really dangerous. Having the athletic trainer there on the field, I agree. I'm that. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I had two knee surgeries in high school, and it led me to becoming a physical therapist, but it's such a short career, so I know exactly what you mean. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these athletic trainers that look to Bellin and you help them, you've got a breakfast coming up today to bring. How many schools are you guys?
Yeah, Mark's going to be so mad at me that I'm going to forget the exact number.
Oh,
He gets mad at me every week.
I want to say it's 27 right now.
That's amazing.
It is. It's fantastic. It is absolutely like our cornerstone of who we are. We do a kind of a year in review breakfast. Alec is actually our speaker this morning. He is so special.
Yeah.
So he is our speaker this morning. We kind of do like a year in review, our athletic directors, and kind of, hey, here's how our injury rates were. Here's how things went, but also asking for feedback. How can we be better? And that's this morning.
I could ask you this question because it's state of the art. I remember the first couple of schools got the, and I still call it artificial turf. It's not artificial turf, but the new type of turf. And like the Notre Dame and some of those, now like everybody's getting it, even these smaller schools. How do you like that as far as its impact on injuries?
You know, it's hard. I think I totally understand why high schools go to it.
Right.
You can get on it earlier and stay on it later.
Right.
Right. You can actually clear snow off of it.
I mean, I've seen where they had like three JV games in a day.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's pouring rain.
You don't touch it.
Right. All you have to do is spread around the pellets every once in a while because they'll get bound up. That's it.
Right.
Right. I totally get it. I think it's a combination of a couple different things. It does feel like grass to the cleat. The cleat sinks into it the same. The problem is cleats have gotten better. People are getting faster. And then just there's more opportunities. So injury rates, we kind of refer to what's called an athletic exposure hour, meaning how many hours you're competing or practicing in a week. That to me is what's changed in youth sports. I had any chance I could do to play, I was doing it.
Sure.
But I could not get into a gym or on a field whenever I wanted.
Right.
Yeah, 7 days a week you can get on field in the gym right now.
Yeah.
I think that's actually more of it. And that's
a little overwork?
I mean, overuse is a real big thing. And even sports specialization is a huge thing right now.
Yeah.
UW-Madison just did a huge study a couple years ago about trying to define what sports specialization really is and then trying to prove that, there's definitely a higher injury rate, which they found there is. But it's really hard. You know, so if you play any sport more than 8 months in a year, you're specializing in that sport. And then the other rule they try, and you're almost two times as likely to get injured. And it's really hard not to do that.
And we talked when Mark first came on, and we were talking about, to do that sports specialization, as you call it, or to play a little bit of everything. And there's just some reasons to play a little bit of everything, but there's parents want
to. It is. There's so many different caveats to it. There's definitely the parents of, well, if I had these opportunities as a kid, I would have loved my parents, so I'm going to do it. And they mean well, right?
They do. Oh, my God, mean well, do they?
But the hard part is there's so many opportunities, and then it's really hard not to just get focused on one sport thinking, okay, I'm going to get a scholarship. And the hardest part for so many of these parents and kids to realize is there's really very few scholarships.
Very few. And especially nowadays with the transfer type thing.
It's crazy.
There are so many, especially in basketball. And Ted Stefaniak and I talk about this because Ted's big with the AAU for the girls and everything like that. And it's like a lot of these places, it's like we don't need to recruit right now because we're just getting transfers coming in.
Yeah. What I get worried about, I've got two children. And the biggest part that I was so hard on them about is every day I picked them up from something was this fun today or not?
Yeah.
Was it fun? Because if it's not fun, we're done.
Don't do
it. It's over.
Totally agree.
You know, I love both my kids, but it was never about like, look, they're going to be a D1 athlete. It was never about that. When you see guys like Alec, you're like, oh, so that's what D1 looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, you want to see what a D1 athlete looks like?
That's what it looks like.
Look at this. 6'2", 235, and 9% body fat.
Yeah.
And I think you make a good point that don't play for the scholarship. I mean, play for it to have fun and to learn. And, you know, there's a lot of teamwork. There's so much stuff that goes on field besides the athletic part. You
and
know,
there's about so that. Many training opportunities, and they're blasts. They're awesome as long as they're fun. Just make sure it's fun. There's so many. I mean, his book is all about it, but there's so many life lessons in sports. That's what sports is amazing for, right? And as long as that's the lens, as long as we keep that as why we're doing it, I mean, my daughter runs for St. Norbert, and I absolutely supported her running because I know the discipline and the hard work she's going to learn absolutely will translate into career skills, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why it matters, not because, well, maybe she'll get some money for college. That's not what it's about. It's about the life lessons. I think that's the part that, quite frankly, from youth sports, it's never been easier to play 7 games in a week for basketball. It's never been easier. You wouldn't even have to work that hard to find the games. And that's the part where I think it gets a little bit dicey as far as starting to specialize. Coach will say they want you to play multiple sports, but then when it comes down to it, but as long as you don't miss my sport.
Right. Okay. As long as mine's one of them.
You said 7 days a week? Or seven, okay, with some of these tournaments, they'll play 4 or 5 games in a day.
Right.
So, I mean, you could get 10 days.
That's
10 games.
It's never been easier. It's never been easier.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right.
Reset our guest here, Charlie DeClean, Pellin Sports Medicine. Once again, we had Alec Ingold. What a great combination. We didn't plan this, and you being here with him, and then Alec speaking at your breakfast.
Mark plans everything.
Mark is amazing. Right. But you know what I'd like to do? Todd, could we go out and buy several of Alec's books?
Already on it.
Okay, and then see if we can get them signed, and we'll give those away for some of our special people, special prizes or whatever. That'd be awesome, because we want to promote this book as much as humanly possible.
So, Charlie, as an athletic trainer with Bellin and taking care of these 24 or 27 schools, however many, is that pretty consistent across the United States, or are we special here?
No, so it's and really is. It's healthcare in the Midwest, I think, is special, if I'm being honest. It is not much higher in some research. More than 60% of high schools in the nation do not have an athletic trainer at their school for events.
Wow.
And like I said, in my mind, they're the advocate for the athlete. So when I look at kind of our setup of like what our sports medicine department looks like is we have the on-field acute care. Those are our athletic trainers. That's Mark's team. I'm part of the rehab team. Sadly, okay, you're hurt. So you're seeing a physical therapist. That's me. And then we also have the back end of it, which is our strength and conditioning coaches, which is, okay, now keep me healthy and more about the prevention side of it. That's really what our design has been, is because we want people to be active. We want people to have fun.
Right.
But along the way, I will say we are definitely coaching pretty hard on, okay, how are you doing too much? Is this still fun?
And in your therapy, I bet you're part counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist, because that's got to be emotional for these
kids. Well, like Alec just said, he had to overcome the ACL, and that was almost a motivating factor for him. In my day, I'm just talking lifetime, you had an ACL. They wouldn't even say an ACL. He just tore up his knee.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even use that term. They'd do an operation. You'd have a leg cast on for like 6 months and a big scar that was about this long.
Yeah.
And chances are you'd have a limp every time you played again.
Right.
And versus what he's doing now. But he used that, like what you just brought up, Jim, he used that as motivation.
Right.
I think that's awesome. Where he says, take the really bad stuff and use that as fuel.
Yeah, he is so special. But I think the biggest thing is there's such a spectrum of people. And that's where, if I'm being honest, it's part of my job that I love the most, is helping people on that journey. Again, I went through it twice, and it was awful. When you're in a high school kid and you get hurt, the world is over.
Yeah.
You think you don't understand at that time, right? And I'm not going to sit and tell a kid like, hey, in 10 years from now, this won't really matter. Yeah, that doesn't land.
No, that doesn't land.
They don't care about that moment.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And helping them understand, the good news is rehab's never been better. The surgical interventions have never been better. We're going to get you back to where you were. But that's so hard to understand. And really watching them learn that they are stronger than they think they are. They are more resilient than they think they are. That is special.
You know who I give a lot of credit to? These kids. I shouldn't say kids, but these younger athletes, or actually any athlete. Let's say you have the ACL or whatever.
Right.
Okay. As much great equipment as it's still pretty painful.
Yeah.
The rehab. I mean, there's still some serious.
Yeah. Especially the early on stuff.
Early on stuff, breaking the scar tissue, doing those kind of things. So for somebody to overcome that and still say, I still want to go back and play, even if I get this injury again, I know how much pain it's going to take me. Yeah. And they still love the sport so much that they do that. And they're not playing for multi-million dollar contracts.
No.
They're playing for the love of a sport. I give those kids a lot of credit. And some of these female basketball players, it's almost like an epidemic with ACLs for women basketball players. And Mark even has a theory on that. So does Kevin Borseth. But the bottom line is, I got to give these kids credit so much for not just saying, oh, hell with it.
Right.
I don't want to go through this again. It's not worth it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because they still love it.
They still love it.
And then it's right.
Yeah.
Right. Then it's worth it.
Yeah. Nobody says, get me a trumpet. I'm going to play in the pep band now. I mean, they just want to get back on the field. And you know, that drive is, you know, it's true in athletes, but it's true in other industries too. I mean, we had this entrepreneur, this guy is going to start a hamburger place. And there's a little analogy here. And he, first day, just burned his hands in the hospital.
Third degree burn, had to be flown to Milwaukee.
Right. Came back.
Exploded on him.
Came back and went right back to his restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like the athletes. That's, if you want to do, that's your dream. The good thing about you guys is you I think maybe they're hearing from their parents, you know, behind the scenes, it's kind of over now. They're like you, Johnny. They didn't, in their day, it wasn't rehabable or whatever the right word is. And now today it is. So I think you give them the energy and the confidence that this can happen.
We're playing psychologists with the parents just as much as we are the athletes.
I got to ask this question. One of the big things, I meant to ask Mark a little bit more about this last week, but the soft shell helmets that they're coming out with now, aren't they saying in the NFL they might allow them during the regular season?
I heard that if you want, again, and I don't know if it'll just be a trial in the preseason.
Okay.
I haven't heard, but I did hear that. It's so equipment and safety is so interesting to me because what I've always been confused by is, if something is safer, why isn't it the rule?
Right, 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 right.
So, I mean, what they came out with newer helmets, and like they're allowed to wear these, it apparently decreases concussion more. I'm like, so everyone's forced to wear them, right? No, they're just allowed to if they want to. I'm like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
So the fact that they did a ton of research during practices. So it's called wearable technology. So everybody's wearing this trackable device that, for one, was telling all the teams, how much did someone move around at one speeds? So really, quite frankly, you can notice somebody that's overtraining, like they would be able to see the data. The analytics stuff is incredible.
Wow.
It's just exploded. Besides just tracking injuries and the soft shell helmets, they've really found specifically offensive, defensive linemen and running backs that at those positions, it's really easy to think of a wide receiver coming across the middle and a safety lighting some up in their helmet. And some of the research shows offense and defensive linemen clicking helmets at the line had higher impact forces than those big helmets. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it's wild. So they put what's called an accelerometer in the helmet.
That makes no sense.
I know.
The laws of nature.
And
well, they're getting out of the gate pretty quick, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
I forget which. I think it was University of North Carolina did the original study with the accelerometers in the helmet, and they were just blown away to find out that's actually where the highest impact forces were. And that's happening on
every play. And you also have the size, too. You know what I mean? I mean,
there's a lot into that, but
I can see that being a...
Well, I will say this, though. Another big thing that people didn't talk too much about years ago in working out was really legs. You know, everybody's, how much weight can you lift? How much? Well, now the legs and the hips have become so important in training, haven't they, though?
Yeah, so much. I mean, again, in my world, the hips is where we start everything.
Yeah.
It's the foundation. You know, when people say core strength, to me, that's hips, abs, and back. It's hips. Your knee hurts, I'm going to get your hips stronger. Your back hurts, I'm going to get your hips stronger. 100%. And that's absolutely where, you know, it's so hard to be able to prove or disprove you prevent something. But I do think the stronger you get, the less likely you have to get hurt. And the whole piece that I do think is personally getting a little missed in new sports is they're competing, but they're not doing the hard work behind the scenes of getting stronger so that you look like an Alec Ingles.
You know, I was watching a thing in baseball. Now, one of the big things they have is they have a huge medicine ball and they swing with the medicine ball to strengthen their core. And that's
mimic what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carry to clean, Bell and Sports Medicine. Interesting stuff. If you have any questions, please text us. Mind of the Mayor, back right after this.
But it's all right. The fact is, it gets, but it's all right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. We're with Charlie DeCreen, Bell and Sports Medicine. And Charlie, we were talking again. I always say, you know, in my day or in my lifetime, I've never seen anything explode more than the emphasis and interest on high school sports and at every, not just every level, but every facet of high school sports. And we're talking about some of these facilities these high schools have now. Tell me what you've seen over the years and the role they play.
I mean, locally, what West De Pere has is unbelievable.
Their indoor field and everything?
Yes. Yeah. And not only that, I have a cousin who's a Phi Ed teacher over there, and I think the community thinks that's only about football. He's in there every day, all day with his gym class. They're playing Ultimate Frisbee. I mean, our climate isn't very nice to the school year for getting outside. So the fact that you can have these kids doing the sports they would be doing outside in gym class, unbelievable. It's giving them more opportunities to their weight room, unbelievable, that the weight training is needs to be more and more of a focus. And when you have facilities like that, it's definitely going to get the kids more interested in it.
Well, and I think the other thing that we have to remind people of is people who are involved in extracurricular activities do better in school academically. I mean, some people would argue that, oh, we're losing the academics, you know, but we're really not, because these good athletes, good healthy people actually can do just as well, even better on the academic side. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And it's any extracurriculars. I mean, you look people, there's so much, I mean, what music does for the brain and kids and, unbelievable.
Johnny and I were in school. We weren't in one room schoolhouses. It was close. But back in the day, you know, there was maybe, you know, football band, but that was about it. Now there's some schools that have like 80 options for extracurricular activities.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And that's, to me, that's what, again, learning to get involved, be a part of your school will hopefully then lay over that you become more part of your community. Like, that's what I love about it. It's not only just learning the discipline of training for something like an instrument or for a sport, but also just being involved in your school and your community. And I think the more you get kids to do that at a young age, the more likely it is they do it as an adult.
Absolutely. Now, with some of these things, and I don't even want to say emphasis on sports, because I'm kind of a firm believer that the kids kind of sort themselves out in a certain way. Do you know what I mean? And like an Alec, I remember watching him play his first high school football game. It's like, okay, he's different. Yeah. He's got this certain something. So obviously you'd want to stay with it. But what I'm saying is these other kids now have, like when I was in high school or whatever, we had one barbell and we had a bench and a couple of, you know, to do the military. And that was it. No instruction, no nothing. So I guess what I'm saying is there's a chance for these other kids who maybe aren't blessed with, you know, 4.4 speed and amazing strength and everything like that. Man, can they develop versus other generations? High school kids have never had a better chance to be kind of an average body type or whatever and really make it something else. Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that, again, that the strength training piece is the one thing I hope people leave after they do any rehab or anything with us of is, look, now this isn't over. I'm glad you feel better and then you're heading back. But if you don't want to see me again, you got to stay strong. You got to keep getting strong. And I agree with you, just the access to the weight room and those things. And again,
and the people guiding you with that. We didn't have it. We had zero.
We talked about athletic trainers, but we're we're sending strength coaches to almost every schools we cover. It's unbelievable of doing things the right way so you don't get hurt.
Oh, Johnny, you could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender instead of a bum, which is what I am. It wasn't my night. What do you mean it wasn't my night, Johnny?
All right, sorry to came off track.
That's from On the Waterfront. That's Marlon Brando and Rod Steiger.
You're very young, but that was
On the Waterfront.
Okay, yeah, that's
his picture of the year, 1954.
Really?
Eva St. Marie.
Oh, jeez. Okay. We all knew that. Everybody knows that. Anyway. That always gives us a pause here.
An awkward pause. All right.
Hey, tell us about Belen. And you guys are growing. You're doing well. What's new in Belen for those of us who aren't on the field?
Yeah, we have a little bit of a changing of the tide here, which is hard for me. I've been treating now for almost 20 years, and some of the docs that I've worked with were my entire career. Dr. Jim Eben is going to be retiring here in about a month. Dr. Jim Spears is going to be retiring at the end of the year, and we've had some of that next generation start with us.
Including their sons.
Yeah, so Dr. Jim Eben's son, Bo Eben, is an ankle-foot doc, fantastic, and Dr. Ruda's been here for a little over a couple of years. He's been fantastic. We have two hand docs, but Dr. Sheppett and Dr. Danny Litke just started. He's going to do some really exciting things in town. He's hip scopes for one. It's not a really common practice yet, so there's not a lot of people in town that are able to do it, and he's elite at it. And then really complex knee stuff. He's going to be doing what we call a lot of cartilage restoration. So for a big chunk of time, if you had a small cartilage tear in your knee, we're trimming it out. And while that's fine right now and makes the rehab a little easy, you're going to pay for that in the future. He's tacking it back down. He's repairing it and possibly even doing transplants. So he's going to do some really exciting stuff with the knee.
You know, another thing, though, too, is you guys have almost like a bit of a feeder program. So many kids, it seems like, that have had some injuries, played sports, big-time sports, are so appreciative and so interested in what you guys do. They're going into that field, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's, if I'm being honest, that's partially why we do what we do is, I love what I do, and I want to try to be an ambassador for my profession a little bit. Take care of the people in town. I think healthcare is a great career, and just trying to expose people to what it really is. Because if I'm being honest, we're awful at telling people what we do. You know, the average person thinks it's only for surgery, and it's not. We see a ton of people that didn't have surgery, and opportunities like this are a better chance for us to get out and tell us what to do. But absolutely, we have a thing called the Career Academy that is really trying to get high school kids exposure to healthcare careers where they can come in. They actually can be paid positions besides just observation, which is fantastic. And I think we have over 50 CNAs at the hospital right now, really exposing to them what is really the world of nursing and healthcare, so that before they go for 2 years and change their mind and all of a sudden have all that debt from college, that they really know what they want and see if healthcare is what they really want.
Okay, we got to get to this point. We got 2 minutes left, Jim. What can you do for Jim and I?
Well, what are we dealing with here?
Anything and everything. Just take a look at us.
Look at us.
Go ahead.
I want to say that I think people who are listening need to, Alec talked a little bit about the gratitude list, but how fortunate we are here, right, to have Belen. And we have good health care here. I mean, we are a regional hub for health care. I mean, we take care of people outside this. And then, then you can learn. We got the schools here where you could be educated at. And then the opportunities are there, too, right, be a school or EGB, an athletic director, trainer. I think it's great. And you really lead that. Belen Healthcare leads that. And
we're
think
very
it's great.
Proud, too. Absolutely.
Okay, back to us now.
Are you doing? Are we ready?
Could you just be quiet for one minute?
I asked before. Are we ready for the Belen?
This could change. This could change our life. What he says right now could change our life.
There's a lot of people that coach to 10K the Belen run, so I think you guys can do it. Just walk it. You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. So I walk a lot these days.
It's fantastic.
I don't run anymore ever since I got my artificial hip. But walking is still good for you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So good.
But
for
now I'm gonna start bike riding. A bunch.
Okay. Fantastic.
He drinks a lot.
I do not. I told you I was having sober May or dry May or whatever it's called.
Yeah, what's today? Third? How you doing, Johnny?
Well, the first wasn't good.
Because I was with you.
Yeah, I know. After that, it's giving dry most days in May.
And I'm with you tomorrow night, too, in Madison.
Might not be good.
I don't think that's going to go
overnight.
Well.
Johnny DeClean, thank you so very much. Great information. Belen Sports Medicine. Can't thank you enough for being a part of our show. I get numerous comments from people saying, hey, ask him about so-and-so. Ask him about so-and-so. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right,
Charlie.
When we come back, Amanda Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, The Weeknd. What's up? Then live from the City Deck Studios, live music from Tuck. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we've got Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. She's going to be talking to me about Trump's visit to Waukesha this week. We'll also have Terry Barr and Civic Media's own news director, Terry Belt.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.